in Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 13th, 2020. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we continue to look at the coronavirus pandemic and what Zimbabweans in the diaspora are doing to help each other. So far, Zimbabwe has recorded 37 cases of COVID-19 with 4 deaths and 12 people have so far recovered. The world over, 4,292,139 people have tested positive with 293,241 deaths. This according to Johns Hopkins.
Yes, tumakarumeni njau kuchwa kusiri ni mungela lawe. Kurapa ke diaspora forum siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi sisonke namhlanje. So esikubona ke lapha ukuthi coronavirus is actually causing havoc in the world, Jonga. So like we are saying that over 4 million people have actually been infected so far, and over 292,316 have actually died. That is the global kind of perspective. And then in USA there are more than 1,370,016 people that have actually been infected, and then we've got about 82,389 deaths. So which means this disease is really causing a lot of suffering worldwide. This according to Johns Hopkins University and VOA. And in Zimbabwe, there are 37 cases, 12 recoveries so far, and 4 people have actually died. So ke umkhuhlane lo Jonga, phanya Zimbabwe isibili usungani uyathuthuka ngasikhangela inani labantu asebebanjwe umkhuhlane lo, kuzokuthi abayi 12 sebe-recovile, kuzosiba abane guys sebabhubha. So ke kungani kunjalo, kuthi Diaspora Forum lamhlanje sichaya ngodaba lolu silojonga khonapha. Sungaqhubeka mfowethu.
And this was Law Gibbs. Nasi ini ndiri kutepenyura ndiri kumba ku Silver Spring Modunire Maryland. Ndofunga iwe uri mamaira matatu mana kubva pamba pangu. Zvokudai pasiri nyaya yedambudziko recovid ndichitoya ndichitora sauti kumba kwako. Asi tiri kugara muDzimba, we are forced to stay at home. Tiri kutepenyura tiri kuDzimba. Tiri kutarisa zviri kuitwa nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika nevana veZimbabwe vari munyika zvakare. Tiri kutarisa zvavari kuita pamusoro pedambudziko recoronavirus kana kuti COVID-19. Tinonzwa kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vari kuita zvakawanda kubatsirana munguva ino yematambudziko. Koitawo dambudziko rekuti vamwe vakadzoserwa kumisha munyika dzakasiyana siyana dzavanga vagere, vakanotambirwawo kumusha ikoko vakaiswa kunzvimbo dziri kugariswa vanenge vabva kunze vari kunzi makwarantini. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatinge tichikurukura nezvazvo, tichinzwawo zvakare kubva kune vari kumusha ikoko kuti chirwere chiri kubatwa sei, zvinhu zvakamira sei. Tinoona kuti muZimbabwe vanhu 30 nevanomwe kana kuti 37 vabatwa nechirwere ichi, kuchiitawo kuti vanhu vana vafa kubva kuchirwere checovid-19, kuchiti vanhu gumi nevaviri kana 12 varecova kana kuti vapona kubva kuchirwere ichi. Toendawo pasi rose vanhu vanodarika mamiriyoni mana nezviuru mazana maviri nemakumi mapfumbamwe nezviviri, more than 4.292 million people vabatwa nechirwere ichi, kuchitiwo vanodarika 293,000 kana kuti zviuru mazana maviri nemakumi mapfumbamwe nezvitatu zviuru izvo vafa nechirwere ichochi. Izvi zviri kubva kuJohns Hopkins University. Tichitarisawo muno muAmerica, vanhu vanodarika miriyoni vabatwa nechirwere ichocho, kwoitawo vanosvika makumi masere nezviviri tingati zviuru makumi masere nezviviri vafa. Over 82,000 people have died so far from this. So that is what we are going to discuss tonight. Ndo zvatirikukurukura manera anhasi Gibbs.
Kujonga lapha ke uyakhuluma uyasibekela kuhle kuti uhamba njani endaweni ezitshiyeneyo. Sila bantu ke esilabo lapha ke Jonga. We've got our guests right now, and one of them is Miss Victress Matutu. She is in South Africa, and that is Johannesburg. Miss Matutu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mr. Dube. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We also have Dr. Gilson Mandigo. He is an independent doctor. He is in Harare. Good evening and welcome to the program, sir.
Good evening, Gibbs. How are you?
No, we are very fine. How is Harare?
Harare is fine. A bit chilly.
Yes, but I think that's the season, right? You are getting into a very cold season right now, right? So we know that June is always problematic. So now, maybe you can start the ball rolling, Chonga.
Yes, maybe I can start by asking Mrs. Matutu in South Africa there, because we have seen initiatives being done and organizations being formed to help Zimbabweans facing problems in South Africa there. Mr. Matutu, how are things in South Africa with regards to Zimbabweans? We understand that the government is only catering for its own people, not for foreigners.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, Matutu. Yes. So, Chonga actually asked you a question concerning what is happening in South Africa. He's saying that, you know, it seems as if the South African government is catering mostly for its citizens and not foreigners in terms of many things. So maybe you can respond to that.
Yeah, I think it's expected that the South African government will obviously cater for its citizens first. And as it is now, that's what we are facing. There's foreigners here. South Africa has got aid that cater for South Africans and the Zimbabweans or any foreign nationals are left stranded and struggling and in hunger. Because the South African government is not even catering for them in terms of food or some haven't even received their UIA and things like that. So it's obvious that the South African government, for now, we can say it's only catering for the locals. And yes, of course, a lot of foreigners are forming organizations or groups that can help the foreign nationals to get food or to get any aid that could help in this situation.
So what are those some of those projects, briefly?
Things like food packets.
Uh-huh.
A few organizations distributing food parcels to foreign nationals. Some organizations are also trying to help those foreign nationals that even receive their UIH to fill the forms and maybe try and receive those UIH pays or things like that.
So, guys, tell us. So, Chonga, all what she's saying is that, you know, the South African government is expected that it will cater for its own citizens. You know, then foreigners have a way of trying to find, you know, to live in a way that maybe they can coexist with the South Africans and maybe fend for themselves. So she's saying that there are some programs that, you know, Zimbabweans have actually started, and maybe those programs are going to benefit some of the Zimbabweans. So that's exactly what she's saying.
Yes, that's a good initiative for Zimbabwe. You know, brother helping brother, sister helping sister. It seems no kuru zero at Tanzwa, Muzare, Victress Matutu, from South Africa, Vashaura Utaiwa, Zirwitka from South Africa, Zirwitka and Urumende South Africa. Zirwitka, Irmo Batra, Zirwa, Zirwitka, 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 ndozva itwo kuti vana veZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa vange vachiisa misoro pamwe chete kuti vange vachiumba homwe dzinobatsira vanhu iwa dzakasiyana siyana haisi homwe imwe chete Gibbs. We know that there are many initiatives that people are forming organizations, some are helping individually. So all in all is to help a brother. That is very commendable, Mr. Matutu.
Yes, thank you, Matutu, and stay on the line. So we also have, like as we indicated, Dr. Gilson Mandigo. He is in Harare. Dr. Mandigo, welcome to the program, and tell us, what is going on in Zimbabwe right now? We see that there is an upsurge in terms of figures, you know, people are being infected by coronavirus, even if the figures are, look a bit low, but still, you know, 37 is a significant number for a country like Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Gibbs, for the question. As you rightfully said, yeah, currently we have 37 cases. And out of those 37 cases, 12 have recovered, and we've had 4 deaths. In as much as they seem as if they're low numbers, mm-hmm. I think we really need to take this disease seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Currently in Zimbabwe, I think the government and several partners have been assisting in trying to combat this disease, and we know that we've been under the lockdown for the first phase was 21 days, and then now we're in the second phase of 14 days, and in as much as it's a difficult situation for especially for those who are not formally employed, I think it's something that was necessary to do.
Mm-hmm.
Although we see some people are not complying to this directive, but I generally I think the country is doing quite well to that effect.
Yes, well, look at yes, quiet, sir.
Yeah, there are also other interventions that were put across. You know, people are coming to Zimbabwe, are being quarantined. Now that the lockdown has been relaxed a bit, you see that people are also now using face masks wherever they're going. So those are some of the interventions. And we see that although we started by only testing a few when the pandemic started,
mm-hmm.
I think we've seen an increase in the number of cases that are being tested. And up to date, we have over 10,000 that have been tested using the recommended PCR method.
Uh-huh.
And also we see that the private sector is also coming into play. So that's really commendable. But we really think we need to bring the testing up.
Yes, Donga, go ahead and maybe pose a question to him. Yes.
This is where I think I'm going to talk to Dr. Gilson Mandigo. Warukutaura kuti wangu uandoe wano washika pa makumi matanu wano wana wakete muzimbabwe. Warukuto ndofunga chaita kuti urambe uri wunenga wakati zikirei pachenza nsikane zimwe nyika. Zaka kumbere za Zimbabwe inye kuti nutemo ya kakasika kuisikwa yiku zivirira kufamba-famba kwe wano. Uye waruku gaunze kwe nyika, waruku pa wangu isikwa mzimboza, waruku chengetezwa kwa mazuwa makuma irineri mwe kana ya tukunzi pachirungo quarantine. Wota uronya ya wata uronya ya kuti wano wala kutera zuku kuruziru wa kupeka mamaski pamwechete neku geza maoko ne zinura ya utachua na kana masanitizer wala kuti ndofu nga ndeshima shushu zuku batira but maybe I can throw a question to him that some of these new cases, Dr. Mandigo, they are from people who do not have any history of visiting other areas, like for example the grandma in Mondoro, there was no talk of visiting any other area, and the same with a guy in Mrewa, and I think one in Mashara in the West. What could be the factor then?
Dr. Mandigo, I guess maybe you got the question from Chonga. He's asking whether, you know, he's asking about this issue concerning people who get COVID-19 without necessarily going to places where maybe there are some people with the disease. You know, he's saying, how does it go, you know? Like you are just infected from nowhere. When you are in Murewa, you haven't had any interaction with people suspected to have COVID-19. So can you explain there maybe for us to hear what exactly happens?
Yeah, so unfortunately, for a person to be diagnosed COVID-19, when you're checking the history, you can only believe what the person tells you. So, you know, some social desirability aspects that come into play, you know, it may be difficult for someone to tell the truth that a relative from Harare or a relative from UK visited last week. So you can never be sure whether that case was never in contact with anyone from other regions. So, we really need to think about that aspect of people saying what they know is acceptable to the society.
Hmm. So then in terms of, you know, these such cases, so is it difficult to trace and say maybe the patient had some kind of interaction with so-and-so and so forth? Can you tell us about that?
Yes, that's actually the ultimate goal. Whenever any patient is diagnosed with the disease,
mm-hmm.
You really need to ask them about their conduct so that you can do what we call conduct tracing, whereby you then follow up those people there that they've interacted with, and then you do the necessary screening, you do the necessary testing, so that you can prevent transmission of the disease to other people. So, this is what we are actually doing here in Zimbabwe, that mm-hmm. whoever was in contact with an individual who tests positive for the virus is traced and treated and also isolated from the rest of the population. But, you know, mm-hmm. at times, considering people really used to interact a lot, especially before the lockdown, the contact tracing can be a bit difficult, but thanks to the lockdown, it makes it a bit easier. I think I can even tell you from my head how many people I came across today. So the lockdown really assists in contact tracing.
Yes, thank you so much. I think we can go back to Victor Matutu. I guess he's now live and direct. So maybe, Jonga, you can pose a question to Victor Matutu.
Yes. Ms. Matutu, can you hear me?
I guess he can hear you because I can see some movements. Yes.
Oh, that's good. I wanted to ask whether she belongs to any organization and what they've done so far.
Okay, so hold on there, Matutu. So let me bring you on board so that you can actually respond about, you know, Jonga is asking about an organization that you belong to and what you've done so far to help people. So go ahead. So I think she can hear us, but her audio is a bit muted. So maybe let's go back to our guest, Mandigo, and then go back to when we fix the audio. So go ahead, Jonga.
Yes, and also I think there's another guest who is still trying to get into the program. That's Mr. Kenneth Mandaza.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Mandaza is let me see his title here. He's the Public Relations Officer for the newly formed Zimbabweans United for Progress. That's an mm-hmm. organization that was launched in South Africa, and I think it was launched on Monday. And they say they represent Zimbabwe United for Progress, a united response to the ravages and uncertainties mm-hmm. of COVID-19 pandemic being experienced by people in South Africa and Zimbabweans in particular. He is trying to get into the show. I think very soon he will join us. But Dr. Mandigo. Dr. Mandigo, tiri kuona vanhu vakawanda vari kubva kunze kwenyika vachipinda muZimbabwe. Vari kuendeswa kunzvimbo dzekwarantini kwavari kuchengeterwa. Muri kugutsikana here nemaitiro ari kuitwa urongwa ihwohwo? I'm asking Gibbs, we have seen a number of Zimbabweans coming from the diaspora and they are being held at different quarantine centers.
Yes.
And we have been seeing through social media that these people, most of them will be complaining of squalid conditions and poor communication. That's what I'm asking Dr. Mandigo.
Yeah, so Dr. Mandigo, the gentleman here is asking if there are some challenges that are being faced by Zimbabweans from the diaspora who are actually quarantined. So he believes this is a problem. And people are saying it's a problem, really. 21 days is not a joke. And, you know, the way they are being handled in Zimbabwe. Can you comment on that?
Okay, so, yeah, we've heard complaints from people who are being quarantined, especially at various quarantine centers here in Harare.
Mm-hmm.
I know that people who are quarantined at Prince Edward and the previous group was at Belvedere Teachers College. So, in as much as there are challenges, I know that there are some various groups that have been trying to assist. You know, I remember seeing pictures of Belvedere Teachers College before. There have been any renovations, but I've also seen other people who have been helping out. And I think at the moment those facilities have seen some improvement. And I've also seen on various platforms that the people are now free to get accommodation from other areas, but at their own expenses. So those are some of the developments. You know the challenges with the availability of water, which is not only for these centers, but also for us all as Zimbabweans. So rather than just focusing on those centers, I think it's an initial problem that may need attention.
Thank you very much, Tsonga. I think he has actually responded to your question. So let's try to bring back Ms. Matutu. I think her mic has got a bit of a problem. Maybe it's because the network is a bit not good where she is. So I think maybe let's try via, Facebook Messenger. So we are calling her right now, Tsonga. We are going to get her in the next few seconds. So let's just be patient a little bit and then try to contact her by calling and hear what she's going to say. So, but it seems as if, so I think we are calling her right now and we are trying to get hold of her because her phone was actually giving us a bit of problems. So now let's hear whether she can respond to our call on Facebook Messenger. So there she comes. So, sorry, I think you had a network issue there, Victor Matutu. So now, Tsonga Kandamiri asked a question and said, there are so many organizations in Zimbabwe that, in South Africa, that are helping a lot of people. So he says, which organization do you belong to and what are you doing for the people of Zimbabwe?
I chair an organization called the Zimbabwe, the NPO. It caters mostly for women. So we've got members in the organization. It's not like it's owned by people. It's just a lot of women that own the organization. So for now, we've been helping each other, the members within the organization. But we are expecting something from somewhere next week that will be able to distribute to women from Zimbabwe who are living in South Africa and who are in need of help, especially food parcels. So as for now, we've been just distributing amongst the members of the Zimbabwe, the NPO. But as from next week, we'll just go outside the organization and try and help women in need outside the organization.
Yeah, I was telling you, I was going to say to you, I was going to say,
oh, okay, mina ngumntu yabomama ebizwa ngokuthi Zimbabwe the NPO. Okwamanje besenelise ukuthi sikwazi ukuthola ukuthi size amalunga enhlangano. but busukela mhlambe kube kusontelizayo so when they see ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi sisize abanye mama abangaphandle kwenhlangano abadingi izinto ezinjengokudla phandle ngayo so kusukela next week sizophuma ngapha kwenhlangano ngathi hayi sesingani sesingconywana kumalunga ethu so sisukela next week ezayo sizaphuma sizama ukusisiza abanye mama abangaphandle kwenhlangano.
Ye kodwa elibasiza ngani abantu nxa singabuza ke umbuzo lo?
Okukhulu kathesa abantu abakudinga kakhulu izinto ikunto elithi izinto ezinjengokudla. Abantu abaningi abasebenzi ngenxa ye-lockdown le. So abantu sebecishele ngenyanga ezimbili bengasebenzi. So abanye vele nxa bengasebenzi akuholwa. So bengaholi benjalo nxa ungaholanga ukudla bazakuphatha nto. So into abayidinga kakhulu ukudla. Okwama-renti kungcono kwezinye indawo abantu bakwazi ukukhulumisana nabantu abarenta kibomastanda ukuthi hayi imali angilayo angisebenza ngakhona. Kodwa ukudla akukho umuntu engakhulumisana nawo umtshele ukuthi angilamali kodwa lapho eshofu ngifuna ukudla. Abantu into abayidinga kwamanje abaselandawo nokuningi abakudinga nje ukuthi kuphela athole ukudla kabanganisa umphefumulo lomzimba.
Yes, so what Jonga, what she's saying, Jonga, is that you know, they try by all means to raise money and raise some of these other things that can benefit members of the public, especially Zimbabweans who are in South Africa. So she chairs an organization called Zim Imbokoto. Imbokoto, you know what it means, Jonga?
Yes.
What is it?
You want to copy me. I don't want to tell you.
So go now. Listeners, can you tell him what is Imbokoto? Tell him, yeah?
Imbokoto is a rock.
Dombo.
Something like a stone or a rock.
Dombo.
So you know the stone that is used for grinding some,
yes,
you know.
Guyo. Guyo ne guyo.
Uh-huh.
Yes. That no cancer could grind corn.
Yes, precisely.
I know that gives, you know, I grew up Kumusha Kuzumba. Yes. When I was born here in the Mrewa, it was just Mrewa.
Yes.
Then after independence, here in the Mrewa, not. Then mid-independence, Kupakata, Potachova, Dovaya, the UMP, yes, yes, Yamu Mirai Uzumba.
Aha, so but still there's Imbokoto.
Imbokoto, you know, the Imbokoto we are using now, yeah. I think it was inherited from my grandmother.
That's,
you know,
right. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's just, yeah. So I think what they are doing, looking at the strength of that Imbokoto, which means their organization is a very strong organization.
That's right. Let's turn to now Dr. Mandigo. So Dr. Mandigo, we see that cases are going up in Zimbabwe. And there are fears that maybe during the winter season, things may get a little bit, tricky, you know. So are doctors really going with that kind of theory that maybe the winter season may bring a lot of suffering among Zimbabweans in terms of COVID-19?
Yeah, thank you for the question. Unfortunately, one of the challenges that we're seeing is we are learning as we are going. No one can ever be sure what the winter season is going to bring to us, but obviously one would expect that with the cooler temperatures, those may be favorable for the virus, which may also result in increase in cases. So for the West, so that we don't have an increase in cases and also reduce any possible deaths from the disease. So it's also a very critical point in the pandemic that we're also going to see this change in the season. So we really wait to see what's going to happen, but obviously we really need to be prepared for the West.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jonga, maybe you can talk to Mr. Dr. Mandigo.
Yes, that will be very great, Gibbs. Ndombota Uraneshona, Taurwa, na Mr. Matutu, Ms. Victress Matutu. Vati, vanisanga norawo, rinonzi Imbokoto. Rinobatsira madzimai. Zita iroro ririkubva mudombo rinoshandiswa mukuya tingava chimera zviyo chii zvinokuyiwa kumusha tinodya upfu hwakakuyiwa kubva pamatombo iwayo uyo neguyo ndo zita resangano ravo saka ndaichitaura kuti kusimba kwakaita dombo iroro ndo kusimba kwakaita mwoyo yemadzimai nekushinga kwavanoita kana munguva ino yecovid-19 ndinovakurudzira kuti varambe vakadaro vachibatsira mamwe madzimai ndodzoka kuna Dr. Mandigo. Dr. Mandigo, tiri kuona vanhu vakawanda vari kutaura nenyaya yemishonga kana zvimwe zvavari kugadzira kumba, some concoctions maybe, dziri kunwiwa kudzimba kwamwe vatora zvekuti ndazoisa galiki, huchi, lemoni, hamheno nezvimwe zvinge zvirimo imomo kuti vanga vachinwa kuitira senzira yekudzivirira kuti vasabata coronavirus kana kuti kutembenudza kana vakanga vabatwa nedambudziko iroro vamwe vachiti vanozozvinyudza nekunatsira musalt, sea salt. Zvinhu zvinokurudzirwa here izvozvo, Dr. Mandigo?
Dr. Mandigo is talking about concoctions. He's saying people are taking a lot of, lots and lots of concoctions and are they working, you know, and, you know, there are so many of them. So quiet there.
Yeah, and I know, I think this is explained by the fact that at the moment when we don't have a cure for the disease.
Yes.
Attempted to take concoctions as a way of either preventing the disease or curing the disease. But people really need to be careful of what they are taking, because some of the medicines or traditional medicines may result in multiple organ failure. We know that some of them, they damage your kidneys, which can actually result in more problems than what we expect. So, and the other challenge is when you are taking those medicines, you don't actually know the actual dose that you are supposed to take. So that also poses some risks. A concoction may alleviate some of the symptoms, but if you take a lot of it, it may result in some problems. So generally, people really need to talk to their doctors before taking any medication. And those concoctions should not be a substitute for any medical advice, should not be a substitute for seeking care. So, those are some of the factors that people need to consider before taking any traditional medicine.
Oh, thank you so much. I think you can hear him, Chonga.
Yes, so, I can hear him. Oh, sure, and I'm going to talk to Dr. Mandigo. Ndandavabvunza apo kuti tiri kunzwa vanhu kumusha uku nemuno mudiaspora vari kutaura nyaya dzekuti ini ndiri kuzonwa mishonga yatiri kugadzirawo kudzimba uku inenge yakasanganiswa lemon, garlic, tsangamidzi, vamwe vachisai nehuchi nezvimwe zvakadaro. Koita vamwe vari kuti ini ndinobva ndazozvigeza mumvura inenge ichidziya ndoisa sea salt imomo kana zvimwe zvavari kuita kana kunatira. Saka izvozvo ndo zvandanichibvunza Dr. Mandigo. Vari kuti zvinonetsa kuti vatsinhire kuti zvinhu zvinosevenza, asi dambudziko riripo nderekuti hauzivi kuti zvauri kunwa zvakawanda zvakadii, zvinokukwadza zvakadii utano hwako. Muno muMaryland matiri takambonge mazuva apera tichiverenga nezvemumwe anobva kuAfrica anogara mudunhu rePrince George's County akambobuda achinzi aitaura zvekuti ari kunwa mishonga yavari kugadzira kumba iyoyo akazoshaya svondo rinorapera iri. Ndofunga mishonga iyoyo inenge yazowanda bhosi takazonguva ichinzi mapapu ake nehura nezvimwe zvakadaro zvakaa zvazokuwadzwa. Ndofunga nemishonga iyoyo nekuti inenge isina inonzi pachirungu dosage. Thank you so much, Dr. Mandigo Gibbs.
Yes, sibuyele ke singakabuyele kumama ke uVictress Matutu. Sinobaba oseJohannesburg igama lakhe nguAbita Malinga. Becela ukuthi simfonele kona manje sikhulume ngodaba lololu. U-Abita usebenza jonga usebenza le nhlanganiso ekabulelani lobhengula khumalo. So ke basebenza lesilo bekhona ngale ke kule South Africa. Simbona zani sesilaye lapha esingweni ubaba u-Abita Malinga. Baba Malinga, good evening and welcome to the show.
Ango, thank you very much, Mr. Dube.
Yes, so now we are happy that you have joined us for the second time, and this time we are mixing a lot of languages. We are using English, Shona, and Ndebele, and even Zulu. So the first question that I'll pose is in English, and the question is, you know, we are told there is an organization that you belong to, which is under Bulelani Lopengula Khumalo, and you are raising some funds and trying to get food for stranded Zimbabweans in South Africa. Tell us a bit about this very briefly.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Dube, and I would like to greet all your listeners at home. What we are doing here is King Bulelani Lopengula Khumalo has started a fundraising to support his subjects who are all over, actually in basically in South Africa and back at home in Zimbabwe. What is happening here is because of the lockdown, many people have actually lost their jobs. Many people have lost their source of income. People are seriously, hunger is seriously affecting people in their backyards. So what the king has done is to try to raise funds so that we can assist those people who are in serious need of assistance. So this is the project we are working on right now, as we are appealing to the people, our fellow people, to come together with whatever they can do to donate towards this fundraising.
Yes, umholi walo. So ke akusitshela ukuthi li khanya liqoqa elokuqoqayo kuyini elikwenzayo khona ngapho kule South Africa ba.
Uqinisile baba, ngingumholi webutho lenqama, igama lami nje kusishilo uAbido wakwaMalinga ekhaya kuselifana. Esikwenzayo asikwenzi ngaphansi kwenhlangano engiholayo ibutho lenqama, okuyinhlangano yokuvuselela amasiko, ubukhosi nolimi lwakithi. Kodwa esikwenzayo manje sisebenza ngaphansi njengelungu elisebenza ngaphansi kwesikhwama senkosi. Ecabanga ukuthi sikwenzayo njengoba sengichazile lapha ngolimi lwesiNgisi ukuthi khona sizama ukuqoqa izimali ukuthi khona sikwazi ukusiza abantu abaswelele. Siyazi ukuthi i-COVID-19 le ayizakubuda nomkhuhlane. Kodwa okwenzakele ukuthi abantu abaningi kuye kwadaleka into okuthiwa ngama-lockdowns, ukuthi abantu bavaleleke ezindlini, abantu abasakwazi ukuya emsebenzini, ikakhulukazi abantu abaningi sebalahlekelwe yimisebenzi, abasenakudla ezindlini. Yiko inkosi yakubona ukuthi isizinto ebaselibikiwe lapha enkosini ukuthi ikuthi engakwenza. Sasibona ingcono iphakameke izame ukuthi khona yakhe isikhwama ekutheni ifinyeleleke kulabo bantu asebadinga kakhulu, ngoba isimo sibi kakhulu. Thina sila eJohannesburg eGoli, abantu balandile impela, akukho kudla ezindlini, abantu badonsa nzima, abazi ukuthi kusasa nje kuyosa bedleni. Yibo inkosi izama ukuthi khona icele esizweni ukuthi okunako okuncane esinakho asiphonseleni kulesi sikhwama ukuze kusizeke abaswele kakhulu.
Yes, Muzwa Lapake, Ubamalinga Chonga. What he's saying is, you know, they are trying by all means to actually help a lot of people under King Bulelani Lopengula Khumalo. So he's saying that they are raising money and trying to help as much as they can, you know. And he's appealing for help, you know, saying there are so many people that are affected by COVID-19, not only in South Africa, but even in Zimbabwe. So they've got this far-reaching kind of thing that they are doing, and hopefully they are saying that they will get people to help them, you know, in raising those funds. So maybe you can pose a question to
yes,
him.
Yes, I think if he is hearing me, I'm not sure if he can hear me, but if he is not hearing me, you can just forward the question to him.
He is hearing you, I think. Yes.
Many people are skeptical of just parting with their money. They need assurance. How are they convincing people that their funds is going to be, I mean, the funds are going to be channeled to proper use?
So, I think you had the question, Mr. Malinga. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. I did hear your question, although I did not hear who asked the question.
It's Jonga Kanemiri, yes. is stronger.
Yes. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, I'm not good in all languages, so I might not be able to pronounce your surname, but okay, I welcome your question and I will appreciate it. What we are going to be doing is we'll try to be as transparent as possible. This account was not opened by an individual, but we actually requested some professionals whom I am not at liberty to disclose their names to open this account on behalf of the team, Bulelani, so that this thing is very transparent. There is a group of people behind who are actually working with the team to make sure that all the funds which are going to be contributed is posted. It's going to be a very, very transparent process. We also make sure that if anybody, for that matter, might in the future from the public to say how much was raised, all that money must be transparent. This is what we are trying to do, because as a people, this is not the time to benefit me as an individual, but this is the time of me and you actually to get to the needy.
Chonga?
Yes, thank you so much. I heard what you said. Nanganda Bunza, Vanonza, and Sarah Gibbs, sorry.
Vanonzi, Peter Malinga, he's in, yes, he's working with King Bulelani local
government. South Africa.
Yes.
Yes, and Abunza Vamalinga Kuti Sanganorao, Ravarku Shandanaro, Re King Lo Bengula Trust, Vano Varku, Varkuzo, Kwanza Se, Kutuangavachi, Tora. Kana kutegu watu la chambiru wene wano kukonvinza kutu wano uwa konvinza kutano jipe imari tukubasi la wano warukumushaka na warukushutika msa la Afrika kutu wa shinji, wano kusibabu wa shinji panenga paine nyaze mari wanda utanga kuchanga kutako marengu ikazubiwa ikazubi wotaza kubasi la sakanda anda wafunza otu wango jekesa. Thank you so much, Mr. Malin.
Yes, yeah, so I think we've got Mr. Kennedy Masie, maybe Mapesa.
Yes.
So maybe you can pose a question. Then I'll bring him on board. Go ahead, Chonga.
Yes, Tambirei, Mr. Mandaza. Warukushansa, Sarawuti, Kennedy Mandaza, kana utuma pesa. Tambirei, Muchirongwa Chedu. Ndo, Vanesanga, Norono, Zimbabweans, United for Progress. Iwo wa Mandaza, wachinzi nduo, wanoona nesu kuburiswa kwa mashoko ku public relations uku. And yes, I would like to welcome Mr. Kennedy Mandaza. Is the public relations officer for Zimbabweans United for Progress. That's a South African based group or association of more than 60 people who came together to form that organization to help other citizens who are facing problems due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Lufunga, I can start by throwing a question in English so that he can, his response can cover all the
language
you are using here.
Yes.
Mr. Mandaza, maybe you can start by telling us more about your organization, Zimbabweans United for Progress.
Okay, let me bring him on here so that maybe we can hear what he's all about. So I think he's around now. Can you hear me, sir? I think he was in a spot where his network was not good enough. But I could see him, and I can still hear some sounds, but he can't hear me. So maybe I think he's got a slight challenge, you know, concerning his network. So we'll try by all means to bring him on board, Chonga Mapesa, to see whether he's workable or not. So it seems as if he's a little bit disconnected from us, Chonga. So I think he still has got a challenge with his network. So we'll try by all means to bring him in one way or the other. Maybe let's proceed to Matutu. Chonga, can you hear me? Yes.
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, Mr. Matutu. Yes. So with this organization in Bokodo, are you only helping Zimbabweans in South Africa or even those back home?
The aim is to help Zimbabweans both in South Africa and in Zimbabwe, as we are all Zimbabweans. But as for now, because the situation is not as good as we will expect, we will try and start helping here in South Africa, help those who are close here. There is a wish to help also in Zimbabwe, but our resources are limited. We can't help here and go to Zimbabwe also. As an NPO, we rely on like sponsors to sponsor us so we can donate, things like that. So as for now, our resources are limited. we cannot go to Zimbabwe and help them. But our aim is to help everyone from a woman who is in Zimbabwe, who is in South Africa, for as long as he's in Zimbabwe. So as for now, I can say we will be able to be helping around here in South Africa. But if by any chance we get a sponsor that can help us with maybe resources to get to women in Zimbabwe, we'll definitely go there.
Yes, are you answered, Chonga?
Yes, I heard, yes, very clear. And I think I will volunteer Gibbs to be one of their sponsors.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to help them.
Yes. No, we can always help. We will help. Yes.
Thank you so much, Ms. Matutu.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I'm not sure that Dr. Mandigo is still there.
Yeah, he's still there.
Yes. Dr. Mandigo, tirikuona vakawanda vanhu muZimbabwe vari kusungwa vachinzi vari kuchikora mitemo yelockdown. Vamwe vari kunzi havasi kupfeka mamaski, vamwe vari kuzoti zvinhu zvakawanda. Taona vanhu vanoda kutosvika nemunga 30,000 vari kunzi vasungwa. Gibbs, if I'm not
Yes, you're right.
What can Dr. Mandigo say about that? That's a big number. Iri kupfuura even vanhu vato testwa kuti vane COVID here yapfuurwa nevanhu vari kunzi vasungwa nenyaya yekutyora mutemo.
So what Jong is asking you to do is to respond to your question, Mr. Mandigo, on, you know, this arrest. He's asking you to respond in Shona, you know, on the arrest. 30,000 people arrested for not wearing masks, for not doing certain things, or simply breaking the law in terms of COVID-19. So he's asking you to respond on that. Okay, yes, go ahead.
Munhu ari panzvimbo pakanyatsonaka kuti ndi respond to that question, or kuti am I the right person to respond to that question? Zvinhu zvokutiwo ndinotonzwawo kuti pane vanhu vakasungwa nekuda kwekusapfeka mamask. Tinoonawo patinenge tichifamba, tinoonawo pane maroadblocks paunobvunzwawo kwauri kuenda. Ndo vachitarisa kuti wakapfekawo mask. Saka ndozvandiri kuona ndo chinhu chekuti ndingati chinhu chekuti chinobatsira kudzivirira kupararira kwecovid. Nokudaro inini ndingangoti ndinokurudzira vanhu kuti kana vachifamba vakatadziwo mamask and kana kuchinzi mask hazirevi kuti kuri kudiwa aya anoshandiswa nana chiremba kana mukoti. Unogona kungogadzira mask yako yedhuku kana kugadzira mask yako netisheti isingachashandi. Nhasi ndatombopfuura neparoadblock ndakapfeka mask isiri yemuchipatara iyi. Izvobatsirawo futi kuti pamask asashayikwe muzvipatara. Tika isusu vanhu vanenge vachifamba tikange tirisu tine mamask, zvinoreva kuti avo vana chiremba nana mukoti nevamwe vose vanoshanda muzvipatara anozotanga kushayikwa. Saka ndinoratidza kuti chinhu chakanaka kuti ruzhinji rweZimbabwe rupfeke mamask, asi hazvirevi kuti totishandisa yemuchipatara aya. Asi kurangoshandisa yawagadzira nehembe isingachashandi inova izvo zvinobatsira kudzivirira chirwere.
Yes. So Chonga, what he's saying is that you know, you can always wear some kind of makeshift masks, you know, some masks that maybe you make it for yourselves and all those kind of things. So but he says it's workable, but he's not in a position to talk about the number of arrests. You know,
no, that's okay, because what we only wanted to hear is from a doctor's perspective what people should be. Yeah, because the police here, this was posted yesterday, the one I'm reading, but I can't find the one they posted today with the latest figures. But as of yesterday, there were 26,398 people who have been arrested for violating the national lockdown regulations, mainly for necessary movements, and the police was urging the public to stay at home, save for those who have been exempted to provide essential services, i.e. medical, mining, and retail sector, etc. That's why I just wanted to ask that question, because, you know, many people, even without a notice, or, I mean, without an exempt letter or without an affidavit, they just feel like, I just want to go into town to do what? Nothing. And then they get arrested.
Yes, yes, you're right, Joma. So let's go to Baba Malinga, Imbuze J. Imbuze Mluchwani, Afisa Fambela. Baba Malinga, we are here.
Yeah, yeah, who's up?
Yeah, what do you see? We are going to see Zamuti, see Skrumelawe, who is Fambela. So about the thing I would in a Bangal Tolanja.
Okay, Sine. Number all is not in the value in Gabangi to make a young inning one and up on a so better over the town on my salas and over and Patanada.
Yeah,
I was in Ohio.
So the matter you can tell the matter about the
one we are ngothi isikhwama siyesa esathuthuka okungakanani ngoba besifisa impela ukuthi kusiza kale abantu abaningi kakhulu ngoba ngikhumaye ukuthi kaningi kakhulu abantu asebalahlekelwe umsebenzi ngabantu abaningi kakhulu so siza bonke abantu ngendlela ukuthi mhlawumbe isikhwama siyathola ama donations ngakhona esilindele ukuthi ngoba mhlawumbe siyosizeka nabantu emuva ne-ekhaya eZimbabwe njengoba sishilo ukuthi khona okwenzakalayo lapha ukuthi umuntu osebenza la isikhathi esiningi ubuye asupport nasekhaya manje ma engasakhonina ukuthi azondlena la so kusho ukuthi umhlamba akushayanga kuphela umuntu olanga sejo e-South Africa sekushaye lo muntu osekhaya ilapho athi sibhekele ukuthi sikhona lesi sikwazi ukuthi sisize umuntu ola siphinde sikwazi ukusiza abantu abasekhaya ngoba abasizi ukuthi sithola lutho ilabo abantu adele basiza be-South Africa or ngaphandle kwe-US.
Yes, sicela ukuthi usifake ngesilungu nje ngamakushani khonapho just briefly about the people that you are intending to help and what people can do in order to reach you. Just briefly.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What we are looking, how many people we are expecting to assist, we cannot tell now because that will be determined by the amount we need to raise.
Mm-hmm.
What we are going to raise is going to determine how many people are going, but we are looking at getting so as much as we can so that a big number of people from here in South Africa or who are outside the country and also to be back at home in Zimbabwe. So mm-hmm. We are looking at a big number of people depending on the amount we are going to raise, but we are hoping for enough money to assist a lot of people.
Yes, so now we can let you go, but before letting you go, maybe Chonga has got a question for you. Chonga, do you have a question for him?
Yes, I just wanted to know in which area and how they can be reached by people. In which areas are they working from or are they operating from? And how can people in Zimbabwe, I mean in South Africa, who are in need of assistance can reach them? I think he can give us his number.
Yes, so go ahead, give us your number and all those kind of things.
Okay, my number is South African number 078-6232-806. What is going to happen is once we have raised the funds, because what we don't want to do is to actually raise people's expectations. Once you've raised enough funds, what we are going to be doing is we'll be going to community institutions like probably churches or other institutions who can assist us to identify the people who are in serious need, because as a group or as an organization we cannot reach to everybody out, but once we have raised that we go to those institutions and ask them. There are a number of organizations we work with which will also go to them to say, please give us a list, assist us to identify, because, you know, in a situation like this, some people might not be needing more than the others. They come forward, and those people who want to attack it actually are left behind. So we do even the churches, if they can assist, once we have raised the funds, we go to many people and actually will advertise that, to say it's now the time to actually register the people, but we try to get community institutions to help us.
Thank you so much, Mr. Abita Malinga. Watching your success, so I come back on Apple. You come on Apple, Spongile. You go to
I'm going to pray.
So I think Malinga is got some other commitments. We thank him so much for joining us, Chonga.
Yes. And is Ms. Matutu still there?
Yes, Ms. Matutu is there. So we are about to wind up our program.
Maybe
so
just 30 seconds, how, I mean, and where people can reach her.
Oh, maybe more than 30 seconds because we are remaining with 7 minutes.
Oh, you said you're ripping up. Okay, she can just tell us how people can reach
their
organization, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, what I can say now is what we are looking for is sponsorship. That is what we are mostly looking for is for now to get a sponsor that will help us get food parcels to donate to the needy. So the Zingin Bobote NPO can be found on our Facebook page. I am a woman, Nyim Bogoto. I am a woman, Nyim Bogoto is our Facebook page. Our WhatsApp number is 073-654-0217. You'll get our marketing department on that number. And then our Twitter handle is Zim_NPO. Then we've also got a website, www.zimimbogoto.co.za. So we can reach on those, all on those contacts. We are very active on Facebook. If someone finds it easy to get on Facebook, then we are very active on Facebook, on our Facebook page. I am a woman in Bogota. But above all, we are active everywhere. In all our contacts, then you can find us.
Yeah, I'm actually about to get sent to Swedish to Altology.
Okay. In Shanghai, we have Zoom in Bogota. In Tolagala, 073-654-0217. We have a Facebook. I am a woman, Nyim Bogoto, Umbehu Twitter, Zim_NPO, Umbehu website, www.zimimbogoto.co.za.
Yes, so thank you so much, Chonga. Over to you, sir. Maybe to the doctor now.
Yes, Dr. Mandigo, Mashokwenyu, Amunga, Sira, Wana, Zimbabwe, Panenongua, Makatire, Ine, Shona, Modi, Mbura, Denmo, Zongo, Itasumwechele, Nechirung.
So your last word, Dr. Mandigo, in Shona and English. Go ahead, sir.
Notenda ne kundi eza opachirongwa chino. Tandula ngu kukuzira rujinjwe Zimbabwe. Uye ne urumende Zimbabwe kuti sezota kupinda muwinda kudai. Mafuru acha wanda. Zvinoda kuti munhu wese ane flu achingazivi kuti iflu kana kuti iCovid nekudaro achange achifanira kutestwa sazvo zvinoreva kuti tinofanira kunge tine kukutesta kwakawanda kuitira kuti tisarasikirwe nemacases COVID-19. So what I'm simply saying is as we are approaching the winter season, I really advocate for availability of more test kits because, you know, people presenting with a common cold can also be mistaken for COVID-19. So for us to really be sure that this flu, but not COVID, we really need to up our game. And as far as testing is concerned, so
thank you.
This really calls for all everyone to work together.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much to Dr. Gilson Mandigo. He was one of our guests today. He's an independent doctor based in Zimbabwe. We also wish to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Apita Malinga, who works with IHAU. He's got an organization that works with King Bulelani Lopengula Kumalo. And then Ms. Victress Matutu of Zim Imbogoto. Thank you so much. And please note that this is a pre-recorded show. Chonga, this is Skip Stube in Maryland. Bye-bye.
Neni Jonga Kandemiri, Ndiri Musiki Spring, Zvakare, Maryland. Ndoti morara zvakanaka. Thank you and good evening. Please make sure you stay safe from coronavirus.
Thank you so much all for joining us today. So bye-bye, Doctor, bye-bye, Richard. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.